Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you'd like to join us on the internet, we are live video streaming at Facebook and YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues and you can join us there. We also post the stories that we discuss there so you can see them for yourself, the sources that we use to base our discussions on. I'm Tim with Walker, and Steve Jordahl joins us now. How you doing, Brother Steve?
I am well. It's a good day today.
It is a good day. And Ray Pritchard is with us, raised in Kansas City, Kansas, and we three are in Tupelo, Mississippi. All right, Steve, what do you got, my friend?
Well, I wanted to follow up what you guys were finishing talking with about the statues and Tucker Carlson, I guess you guys heard that he thinks that the people that pull down statues are idiots. One of the statues.
Did you get that from what he said?
It was implied.
Maybe I missed it. I
think
it
sounded more neutral to me. He decided.
I'm glad y'all read into it more than I did.
Yeah. One of the statues that they want to pull down is Teddy Roosevelt in front of the New York History of Natural Museum. Of course, Teddy Roosevelt, a huge natural museum pioneer.
They want to remove it, not tear it down.
Thank you. They want to remove it, topple it.
This is an official government.
Oh, that's right.
This is an official government project. This isn't hoodlums going with a rope. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't necessarily agree with what they're wanting to do. But
this is de Blasio that says
there's an appropriate way to change your statues and monuments, mm-hmm. not just.
Right. Well, you know who was a big Teddy Roosevelt fan?
Who, Steve?
Barack Obama. Listen to cut 8.
There were people who thought massive inequality and exploitation of people was just the price you pay for progress. Theodore Roosevelt disagreed. He believed then what we know is true today, that the free market is the greatest force for economic progress in human history. And so he busted up monopolies, forcing those companies to compete for consumers with better services and better prices. And today, they still must. He fought to make sure businesses couldn't profit by exploiting children or selling food or medicine that wasn't safe. And today, they still can't. And in 1910, Teddy Roosevelt came here and he laid out his vision for what he called a new nationalism. Our country, he said, means nothing unless it means the triumph of a real democracy. Today, we are a richer nation and a stronger democracy because of what he fought for in his last campaign.
So free market and nationalism are really good things, according to Barack Obama.
Well, that sounds like a speech Donald Trump could have given.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Or George Bush.
What if I was Trump's
and he's
speech,
right. Well, everything that Barack Obama said right there is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
And this was what year did he say this?
2011,
when he was obviously president, but it was at some place, right, commemorating the life of Theodore.
It was in
Roosevelt.
Yeah, wherever Theodore Roosevelt was from, it was in his hometown. I was thinking it along the lines you were just talking about. It would be interesting if President Trump's speechwriters, as much influence as they have on him, were to take those words and put them verbatim into a speech, and see the left tear
they'd
down.
Be triggered.
Yeah,
right.
So that. But this, there is a, and as I understand it, Ray, in front of the Metropolitan History right. Museum in New York City, there is a statue of Teddy Roosevelt.
Right, and it's beautiful. It's
have
a
you
work
seen
of
it?
Art. Yes, and it's a beautiful work of art.
Okay,
and besides all that he represents, right? Besides the fact that part of his career was done in New York City, so he's a lot of. It's not a random statue. It's a beautiful work of art, and it's in New York City where he had a lot of roots and a lot of background. So,
he's also considered by most historians to be one of our greatest presidents. Thus, his portrait appears on Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Right.
Alongside Washington and Jefferson and
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Yep. Right.
So, and all those things that President Obama just mentioned were... He broke up monopolies.
Right.
He created the National Park System, I believe.
Yes.
Right. And he was a war hero.
Right. Conservationist hunter.
I was reading a story about him last few days. I think he invited Frederick Douglass.
Yes.
To the White House.
The first black person to ever be hosted at the White House. Mm-hmm. And whoever was talking about this yesterday, he paid for that for the rest of his life. He and his wife were ridiculed.
He was criticized by yeah. people who were...
White Democrats.
White,
yes.
Yeah.
So this really proves our point that we made
yes.
Earlier in the week. I think it was Tuesday when I was on here. But about how these folks really don't... number one, like Tucker Carlson said, they don't really know what they're talking about. They don't know history at all. but furthermore, they don't want to destroy everything. It's not really about, does this person represent racism from 150 years ago? It's more about, this person is a part of America's history. Let's tear
right.
it down.
Yeah.
No. Yes, Walker. Ed is really articulate on this. I'm not saying that you guys aren't, but
yeah.
On this question, that is, what's the end game here, and why are these people doing what they're doing? By these people, I mean the Black Lives Matters, the Antifa, mm-hmm. and don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm not talking about as we have to make the distinction, because people in the secular media are not making this distinction. When I say Black Lives Matters, I'm talking about the organization. I'm not talking about the sentiment.
Capital B, capital L.
Yeah.
Capital
yeah. The right. sentiment, absolutely Black Lives Matter. And all lives matter to God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that, absolutely. Black Lives Matter to the organization, you better read up on them before you just endorse that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are a Marxist, self-proclaimed Marxist organization, humanist. In many ways, and communistic in their philosophy. So what do these people want who are pulling down statues, which isn't altogether representative of the Democratic Party? I need to say that. But there's a large segment of people in the Democrat Party, including their leadership, who are yielding to these people, even if they won't outwardly say they support what they stand for, that is Marxism. I doubt you're going to see Nancy Pelosi stand up on the House floor and say, I'm for Marxism. But that's what's driving this movement. It's Bernie Sanders type folks, too. Basically, high taxation, take away public property, take away public wealth, or regulate it to death. So what do these folks want, especially the most extreme? They believe that the United States of America is an illegitimate country. Just as the Hamas thinks that Israel is an illegitimate country, okay? They don't want to negotiate. They believe it's an illegitimate country. White European Christians stole this land from Native Americans. And so after that, whatever else you say doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
doesn't count. I don't want to hear it. So as the Black Lives Matters guy said yesterday on national television, they want to burn the whole system down if they have to.
Yeah.
Right. So that's really what's going, what's driving these folks, is their hatred for our history, for our heritage, for Western civilization. Ray, you want to comment on my?
You know, maybe it started in some cases with these Civil War statues, but the problem is, Tim, there's not enough statues of Stonewall Jackson to go around, right? The further north you go, the fewer Civil War statues you're going to find. So, I mean, what are you going to do in New York City except attack Teddy Roosevelt? What are you going to do in Chicago? What are you going to do in Seattle? What are you going to do in Los Angeles? You're going to go about attacking and defacing monuments and statues that basically have nothing to do with, quote, Black Lives Matter, but they're an attack on American history, an attempt to erase the past, frankly, an attack on America as a nation. Though, Tim, what do you think they want to replace it with? Anarchy? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly if they know what they want ultimately. It's kind of like the people who want to defund police, and you say, well, what do you want to replace it with? Well, I don't know, but I don't want the police.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you something, Steve.
Yeah.
The president, didn't he announce the National Guard, somebody, Department of Interior, whoever heads that up, that's a cabinet position, announced that the National Guard is being called out to protect our national monuments.
He has the authority to do that. I believe that's correct. He has in on federal property, which most of the District of Columbia is.
Well, and there are other national parks.
National parks
and national cemeteries.
That's true. That's true. I don't know that I haven't heard his call for National Guard to be anywhere else than D.C., but.
Yeah, but those monuments need to be protected.
Yeah.
And governors and mayors need to protect the monuments in their own cities.
Right.
Here's the way I stand on the, do you pull down, should a monument be somewhere or not? This was what Charlottesville was in large part about. It got lost in the fighting between Antifa and some of the white supremacists who clashed there in Charlottesville. But what was lost in that, there were people there saying they did not want the statue of Robert E. Lee taken down from that park. Now, they have their reasons. You could talk to these folks, but they were not anarchists. They were just having a rally or free speech, a public gathering.
They were there to protect the statue.
What they thought is their history and heritage. So what I'm saying is I think that's an appropriate debate to have, and city councils and states and whatever. If enough people feel like a monument should be removed, we're about to have that in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Not a monument, but our state flag will be changed because the Confederate emblem is a part of it. It's in the corner of the state flag.
They're jumping from the fire into the frying pan there, or the frying pan into the fire there, because what I hear is that they're going to replace the Confederate battle flag with the words "In God We Trust," which will make the atheists among us so happy.
Right.
Then they'll take that down.
But my point is, we have a system. It's law and order, and so to remove monuments or not, to put them in museums or whatever.
Yeah.
Brett Walker, you can't.
Sure.
You can't allow these hoodlums, these mobs, to just start ripping down our statues and defacing our monuments because they think they have a righteous cause.
Yeah.
That is anarchy.
Right. Yeah, and we need to be careful that we do it, if it's going to be done, that it's through law and order, but also that our kids and grandchildren and future generations have some sort of history to study. Right. Because if you follow this logic that we destroy anything we don't agree with in history, then you could make the case to destroy half of our history or more.
No, the world history.
Right.
We need to go over. If slavery is going to be the test, we need to go over to Egypt and destroy the pyramids.
There you go.
Because they were built with slave labor. That's probably, Ray, slavery's pretty much been the history of the world.
From the beginning, right? In every civilization, every empire. And frankly, Tim, it exists in many parts of the world to this very day. So, you know, the issue of the monuments to me is, I want to say, I wholeheartedly agree, Tim, with what you said. These are local questions and sometimes state questions, like the flag. Fine. Look, monuments can be moved in most cases, and sometimes they should be, right? Streets can be renamed. Sometimes they should be,
flags
right?
can be changed.
Flags can be changed. Right. Schools can be renamed.
Right.
Mascots can be, right. They can be,
right.
But go through the democratic process, have a hearing, take a vote, do whatever you're going to do. These hoodlums, these anarchists who are just, in some cases, they have pulled down statues of abolitionists who were against slavery. So,
yeah.
When they do that, that goes to Tucker Carlson's point.
Right.
They don't know history.
They're just anarchists. They're just. The problem with the Democrats.
Mouth breathers. That's still my favorite insult. Mm.
The problem with the Democratic Party and all this, it's not that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are going out ripping down monuments, nor are they approving of it verbally, but they're not condemning it, okay? Yeah. That I've heard. And so they are tacitly approving the mob mentality out there because they think that there is a righteous cause that these people represent, so they're not going to criticize them. Kind of, I was surprised to see the other day Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and I hope I'm not mischaracterizing his comments, but he said, He said, you have to understand, and I'm not going to criticize the looters and the people who burned down. No, he said that.
Yeah, he said something like that.
He said something like that. I'm sure he's a fine man and a godly person and good churchman and all that. And he has, his family has a history of that. But to say stuff like that, that's the mentality that a lot of people are adopting, that somehow we need to apologize for America and we need to understand why people are looting, rioting, and burning buildings down. Mm-hmm. The flag, back to the flag issue in Mississippi, and this, then we can move on to the next topic. We were talking about removing or not removing statues and monuments and or changing symbols. But the Confederate emblem in the Mississippi flag in the corner dates back to just after Reconstruction. And the history of that is those living at the time who had suffered through the Civil War wanted to stick it to the Yankees. I'm saying that in the most elegant way I can.
Right.
And so that was their way of sort of having the final say on the matter, even though the Confederacy and the South were defeated in the Civil War, and some would argue that Southerners were mistreated in Reconstruction and after that. And but anyway, I don't want to relive the Civil War here, except to say that emblem, the Confederate emblem, and I know there's much disagreement or much in our audience about what that does or doesn't mean. Some people say it's heritage, not hate. I've heard that my whole life. 20 years ago, I sort of vacillated a little bit on what do I believe about that, because I do not believe, and in talking to people, the vast majority of people who would support the use of the Confederate flag, for example, at a NASCAR event, would say to you it represents to them the region of the country that they're in, that it's Southern culture. Now, but I don't think those. I didn't intend for this to go this long, but I just.
How did we get here?
Well, I don't know, Tim. You know,
we're just gonna let you talk your way
I did it. I played the clip. Yeah. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry.
We're not getting involved now.
Okay.
Y'all
are waiting to see what I say. See whether you agree with it or not.
Obama.
Y'all have interrupted my stream of consciousness here, and you're responsible now for what I
said.
That's
right. We own it now.
Having talked to enough black brothers and sisters who are just as conservative as I am politically and love the Lord, that emblem is offensive. That Confederate emblem is offensive to them because it represents a time in our country's history when some of our ancestors fought to keep slavery. All right. Now, I don't want to argue about states' rights and slavery. Somebody says, well, it's about states' rights. Here I go, Ray. I notice y'all are being silent here. Yeah, it was about states' rights, but one of the main issues of the Civil War of states' rights was states' rights to keep slavery.
That was the issue.
Right.
Well, it
right.
was. Yeah, it was the primary one. It was the one.
That's right.
So, that I can see then and completely understand why that emblem would be offensive to African Americans who live in the state of Mississippi. And even though I don't think the vast majority of people who would say I support the flag as it is hate black people, they don't. In fact, in the state of Mississippi, I can just speak as a Mississippian, black people and white people get along a lot better than they do in New York. Mm-hmm. I never lived in New York, but just reading the stories about what's going on in a lot of these big cities where you have a lot of angst between blacks and whites sometimes, the people in Mississippi Go ahead, Ray. You wanted to say something?
I take it, Tim, you're saying it's time to change the flag, right?
That's a long way of saying, well, the flag will be changed.
Right. It's going to be changed.
It's going to be changed because there's nobody defending it any longer.
Well,
partly for the reasons I've mentioned. Go ahead.
Today down in Jackson, we've got the coaching staffs from Mississippi State and Ole Miss down there testifying today. When you can get Ole Miss and Mississippi State to agree on anything, and they're all down there in Jackson from these different sports saying it's time to change the flag. Okay, isn't that the only question?
Yeah, it'll be changed. It was a referendum on the state flag in 2001 or two,
right.
And I think it was 64% to keep the flag, 36% to change it. And a lot of people who wanted to keep the flag at the time didn't necessarily care, except they didn't like a bunch of outsiders telling them what to do. And isn't that human nature, right? But the flag will be changed, and I'm in favor of changing the flag, and I think
it's going to happen.
The vast majority of people in the state are tired of it.
They're tired of you thinking about it.
It was a way of the South, of Mississippi and the South, dissing the North after the Civil War. So it really is not even relevant anymore to Mississippians. All right, Steve, that was a 10-minute.
You did good, Tim.
Yeah.
You did good.
All right. Go ahead, Steve.
You're here
for a reason, brother, and I care.
I wanted to close the loop on the NASCAR thing because Bubba Wallace came out with a statement I think that was long overdue. I'm going to read his statement. It says, it's been an emotional – for those of you who don't remember, Bubba Wallace, NASCAR, the only black driver in the top series of NASCAR, it was reported that they found a noose hanging from his garage stall at Talladega in Alabama. Whole big deal. This is his latest statement, maybe the end of this thing for him. It's been an emotional few days. First off, I want to say how relieved I am that the investigation revealed that this was not what we feared it was. I want to thank my team, NASCAR, and the FBI for acting swiftly and treating this as a real threat. I think we'll gladly take a little embarrassment over what the alternatives could have been. Make no mistake, though, some will try. This should not be. This should not detract from the show of unity we had on Monday and the progress we've made as a sport to be more welcoming. Now, there's others who are still wanting to hold NASCAR accountable for going on what they're calling a wild noose chase.
Why haven't they shown the noose on a picture?
Well, there are videos. And in fact,
no, I'm talking about an official release by NASCAR to say, here's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, and that would be now the FBI.
Did that strike you as odd?
It did at the time, which is why, and that lack of information is why everybody, including yourself, early on came to the conclusion that something is not right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I could see it being a part of an ongoing investigation in the early days, but by now there's no reason not to release it now that the FBI has closed the
15
case.
Agents went to look at this.
There was 15
FBI agents went to look at this.
They showed a video. They had a program on about, unrelated, it's about the NASCAR community, back 3 or 4 years ago, and they panned down the garage alley. Almost every rope was tied similarly.
Yeah, it was a pull-down rope to pull down the garage door.
Exactly.
And they were all tied the same.
But now, I appreciate what Bubba Wallace did here. I think it was the right thing to do. And we can talk about this more later if we want to, but tomorrow. But
it won't be tomorrow.
It won't be tomorrow, Monday. But what all these people did, like Bubba Wallace and the governor of Alabama and NASCAR, they said, whoever did this, this is awful, and it's a heinous crime, and we're going to get them, and they're going to pay.
Yeah, those people need to apologize.
Yes, they do, because this is the Phantom of Talladega.
Yeah.
All right? That would be a great opera.
That's good.
Show. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, folks.